This portrait of three young African women accentuates the textures of their ritually scarified skin, their powdered necks, and the patterned textiles they wear. Curator Maria Morris Hamburg.
But what really drives the picture and why we remember it is the force of these women, their self-possession, their clarity of self-identity. They are strong women.
Many years earlier, Penn had seen a postcard of a woman warrior from Domi, today the Republic of Benin. The image lingered in his imagination. Later in the 1960s, when air travel became more common, Vogue began featuring color spreads of foreign destinations. Penn proposed visiting Domi. Curator Jeff Rosenheim.
Penn was much more comfortable in the studio than on the street, and he created a special field tent that he designed and fabricated and traveled with to remote locations around the world. And so he took his studio along with him.
When these sitters arrived for their session at the studio tent, which sat at the edge of the lagoon, they came by canoe. They wore Western attire, nothing like the traditional clothing Penn had seen them wearing earlier. So he asked the chief if the young women might change back into their traditional costumes. They did, donning their best.
They're in their element. They exist in their customary world, but they've slipped out of it momentarily and sit in the space of the photograph in this tent, and that position is inherently ambiguous.
The ambiguity allows the photograph and others like it a multiplicity of meanings. The batik fabrics they wear, for example, reflect the influence of traditions begun in the Far East. Two centuries earlier, it was the Dutch and Portuguese traders who first brought such textiles to Africa. So the photograph documents a blending of cultures reaching back hundreds of years.